Here's what you need to know with Bianca Stone from 7 News.
Oh, Bianca, hello. Before we find out what you've got, can I introduce you to Liesl Jones?
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
How
Welcome
are you?
To Triple M.
Thank you very
much. Monday. It's Monday, and Monday always hurts. So, you know, we're trying to be up and about. But
not
hurts,
not so
it?
Much this morning. It's really quiet around here without Margo. It's quite fabulous.
All right. No, you know what? I've been looking at all her Instagram span and I've had enough.
Oh, yes.
I've had enough of her holiday already.
Rubbing it in on an anniversary. Well, what do you got for us?
Look, we're talking about COVID again, unfortunately. We don't want to be talking about COVID, but there is a new strain and it's causing a few little headaches, although we are being urged to be calm about this new strain. It's called Omicron and it's come from South Africa. So the border's already closed to 9 countries. From there, we've got 2 cases in Sydney, another pending in Howard Springs. And there is a little bit of concern around about our border, whether it will reopen when it's meant to when we hit 80% or on that December 17 deadline.
So still too early to know too much about it. Like it's, they're saying it spreads even more than Delta. Is that right?
Yeah, look, more transmissible. But from everything that we're hearing so far, and you've got to remember this is only fairly new. It's only just been named. Fairly mild symptoms. So that is good news, I suppose you could say. I was just listening to one of the doctors from over in South Africa saying she's not sure what all the fuss is about because every patient she's seen so far with it is fairly mild. So this could actually be good for the virus as far as it goes. If you know, if it spreads quickly, it's mild. We all get it and get over it. Perhaps it's good for herd immunity. That's one thing that we could look at it like. But they are telling us here in Queensland we need to be cautious about this but not alarmed. But Dr. Peter Adkin, he's the Acting Chief Health Officer, hasn't ruled out not keeping the borders closed to those hotspots if we do see this new strain infiltrate.
I don't know. Now that all sounds good because isn't that what they said about Delta? It's not as powerful or it doesn't kill as easily, but it spreads more easily. This sounds like a further extension of that. But can I go to why they've called it Omicron, the Greek alphabet? Have you done any homework on that? Why? Because, you know, when we were younger, alpha, beta, gamma was in there.
Yeah, they skipped a couple, didn't they? They skipped a couple of little names there.
Is there a reason? Have you done your research?
Well, I've read a couple of little stories about why they've skipped a couple. So is it Z that's XI that is a common name in China, but also Xi, you know, the Chinese president's name?
Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
That's right. And then we've got
one, Bianca. Delta, mm-hmm. Delta Goodrum didn't complain,
yeah,
did she?
Yeah, the Delta strain. That was so offensive.
Delta's never been so popular. Delta Goodrum has never been so popular in all her life. She has actually complained about it too.
Oh, has she? Okay.
Privately.
She doesn't have as much pull as the Chinese.
Doesn't have nuclear weapons.
Look, we can't offend the Chinese. We know that. Yes. We know we can't offend them. Yes. If you're listening, we love you.
Yes.
Apparently.
That's taking it too far.
Is new, so NU, and it sounds too much like a new variant. So that's why they skip those two.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Well, now it sounds like a transformer, so that's interesting.
Omicron. I had to look it up to see what it meant because I wasn't sure either.
So Bianca, it's still opening up. It's so new. We're going to find out more as the day goes on.
Well, we sure will hear a whole lot more about this. But I think, you know, we've got so much COVID fatigue. Everyone's, you know, got PTSD from hearing about these new strains and variants. I think the thing is, be calm. Let's not overreact. It's just another new strain. Like the flu, we get new strains every year. Let's not overreact to that.